Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 25. We are back on TalkShoe after a 2 or 3 week summer vacation from the show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Douglas Bell, Webmax37 in the chat room, Fountain of Apples on PHPBB.com, and calling in from Dallas, Texas. That's your cue.
David Lewis, another co-host. Highway of Life, known on every forum.
We're gonna work on that. Yeah, we'll get this intro going in pretty quickly. Yeah, you're calling in from Dallas because you're away for a kind of job thing, and you won't be able to stick around for very long, I'm afraid.
Yeah, just here for a few minutes. Wanted to make sure I got in. I'm actually at the meeting place. I was had a rough flight last night. I got in about 3 a.m. in the morning, so I'm running on real short sleep, but
oh,
I don't remember everything.
That's horrible. You know, you had some exciting news this week because we found out this week that you were appointed to the mod team.
Yes. Got a...
Your thoughts?
Well, Igor, Evilheart, was appointed to the mod team.
Oh, yeah, he was here as well.
For myself, he was invited and went into the mod team, and then they invited me as well. So, what an honor, you know. But it's been great. You know, both of us have worked with the mod community for quite some time, and I know Igor has submitted countless mods, and he's been a PHPBB2 modder for a long time now. And so they had a pretty good idea of what, you know, what he could do. They didn't have as good of an idea of what I could do because I had never submitted a mod to the mod database.
But that's partially because they just started accepting PHPBB3 mods now.
Right, yeah. And I actually, this is kind of funny, on the plane, I finished up a mod that I'll submit to the mod database probably tonight. That'll be my first mod submitted to that particular database. So it's kind of funny. But, yeah, it's great to be on the team now.
As a former team member myself, I can pretty much guess everything you're going through right now.
Not that we're going to get being thrown into the lion's den almost, but I don't know, it's fun. I think we're really enjoying it, maybe speaking for Igor as well. But it's a really enjoyable experience right now. We're just kind of trying to catch up on all the information we're being thrown at, but
yeah,
a lot of fun. Makes it a little bit difficult when you're trying to fly around the country too at the same time.
As we can see here. But I wanted to talk a little bit because now that David is both a co-host here and he's also on the mod team, I want to reiterate that one of the purposes when I started this show, PHPBB Weekly, was try to talk a bit and bring out PHPBB news and discussions, things like that, from a point of view that's sort of separate from the PHPBB teams. Now now that David is actually on the PHPBB teams, it might make things a little different, but I'm still going to try to keep the show sort of independent of the team. So when you're actually calling in, you're more of calling in as a user, and we're not really going to be talking much about things from the point of view of the teams. Obviously, you're not going to be giving out any kind of secret info because you would lose your job.
The differences will be basically where I was providing some speculation before, or you were providing speculation before, and I won't be speculating on anything anymore, so I'll just shut up and listen to you speculate.
Yeah, I'm still going to be speculating. In fact, I've got a couple of speculations to talk about today. So, but please, we just want you to know that we're going to try. We're going to keep doing the show as if we're still fairly unaffiliated with the teams. Obviously, David is going to be aware of some kind of information that the rest of us do not know. He's not going to be sharing on the show, so please don't ask him to. And when I make speculations, I also want the team members to understand that it is done without David necessarily providing them to me, and we're not going to be exchanging any kind of that secret information that the teams are not supposed to tell anybody about. You know, being a team member is a lot like being an FBI agent in a way. Because there's a lot of secret information you don't want to know. Another big announcement that came out, PHPBB, we've been covering for this whole month the SourceForge Community Choice Awards, in which PHPBB was nominated as a finalist for the Best Project for Communications category. Well, the news is out. PHPBB has won the Community Choice Award for Best Project for Communications. The announcement was made last Thursday at their awards party in Portland, Oregon. And it's a pretty big deal. That means PHPBB gets pretty much get bragging rights for the next year. You have any
Yeah,
comments?
and not just for bulletin boards, but for communication open source project to win that award is it's pretty major. I think that huge kudos goes to the every member on the PHPBB teams and especially the development teams for PHPBB 3. And I think that will help increase PHPBB. It'll help increase its popularity. It'll help increase its notoriety, and it's all around. It's just going to be very, very good for everyone, especially for PHPBB itself and the future of PHPBB.
In that category,
So yeah, we're
in that category, there were the only other bulletin board was yet another bulletin board, YABB. Actually, even in that category was Game, which has been recently renamed to Pigeon, was in the category, which PHPBB beat out. So, if you want, this is your cue to say something, David.
If I'm not saying anything, it's because I'm not. I don't have any information about it. Sorry, I only had a few chances to look at stuff. That I know some of the winners. I know 7-Zip, I think it's called,
It's
won the overall
7-Zip
open source project of the year.
and best technical design as well.
Yeah, Firebird won one of the awards.
Two of them. But yeah, Firebird won best project for the enterprise and best project for user support. And PHPBB
And I
3
think,
runs on Firebird too, so there you go.
yeah, that'll be good. I think that'll that those two things working together will be great.
I know that a lot of PHPBB users are familiar with PHP MyAdmin, which won for best tool or utility for system administrators. And there's and a couple of other awards. It's kind of interesting because if you go on to SourceForge's website for the Community Choice Awards, they said they're not going to publish the winners until June 30th or July 30th. Excuse me. What am I thinking? But if you Google them, you can find a number of news entries that talk about it. Randulo in the chat room asks, "What's the market share of PHPBB? Any idea?" I wouldn't know.
There's no, I don't have an official word on that. I know, we know that there are three boards that hold the main market share on the internet. That is Envision Powerboard, vBulletin, and PHPBB, what has been PHPBB 2. Envision Powerboard and vBulletin, as you know, are both commercial boards, and so they are, a lot of corporate companies have used those two boards for their bulletin board software, and then PHPBB is used by everybody and his brother's bulletin board
We
software.
definitely say that, and especially when if you whittle it down to just the free bulletin boards, PHPBB is definitely on top there. In fact, many of the other bulletin board softwares that are for free borrow a lot of stuff from PHPBB.
Yeah, and of course, because it's open source, but there are, gosh, I think 25 bulletin board softwares out there at least that are listed. And even though there are a lot of them that are more similar to PHPBB than either vBulletin or Envision Powerboard are, still those are the three most popular or most used bulletin board softwares. And so they're probably the closest. And now with PHPBB 3, I'd say the feature set is pretty close now to vBulletin latest, I think, which is, oh gosh, 6, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, except for a few things, such as the threaded view and some more fine-tuning features such as the Foley Ajax. fully Ajax-powered vBolt and stuff like that. But
yeah.
overall, the main features that webmasters are looking for when they choose bulletin board software is pretty similar to vBulletin and PHPBB3.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, this...
Except that PHPBB3 right. supports a lot more databases. So that's a good tool for webmasters to choose from, too.
Mm-hmm. He's actually also asked, maybe David, you can answer this question. Randulo asked, has the search improved in PHPBB3 from PHPBB2?
Yeah, quite a bit. There are currently two search modules with it. There's the MySQL full text and full text native. I don't know a whole lot about them. I'd say Nils and David MJ are going to be the ones who know the most about those two search algorithms. You can add more if you want to add one for like Oracle or Firebird or something like that. You could definitely program one in, but those are the two that are supplied with it. And for larger boards, they're going to be using more of MySQL full text rather than the full text native. Again, I don't have full details on that. I haven't researched those two search types a lot, but there has been quite a bit of discussion on that on the Area 51. So if you have some questions about that, do search the Area 51 board regarding those questions.
Yeah. This week, one of the things I was doing this week is I actually made like a major reorganization to the PHPBB Wikipedia article. I closed out some of the older sections and reorganized it. It's different sections for PHPBB2, PHPBB3. But one of the things that it links to is another Wikipedia article, which has sort of a comparison of a whole bunch of different bulletin boards, like a wide variety. One of the things I did notice about PHPBB is it has the most support for the widest variety of databases out there. The majority of the bulletin boards are MySQL only or support the big three, which is MySQL, Microsoft, and Postgres.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing to definitely say for PHPBB right there.
I think the Oracle support is a real
that too.
I think is the part that really excites me is the support that they've gotten for Oracle, because that'll encourage more of the corporate sites to pick up PHPBB3, and so I think we should start seeing those once PHPBB3 is released.
Mm-hmm. Sold. Yes.
Answering the question on the search function, it is quite a bit better than PHPBB2. I think you should see that right away. For really larger boards like phpbb.com, they use the Google. They use both the Google-powered search and the native search for specific words. So, like, if you search for a word that's what do they call it? That's more of a common word, then it will switch over to the Google search. As far as I know, that's the last word I heard on it. But yes, it is quite a bit better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For the winners of the Community Choice Awards, this is the part that kind of made me laugh. Each winning project will receive a thingamagoop from Bleep Labs, which is kind of, you might think, wonder, what's a thingamagoop? David, you know what a thingamagoop is?
I have no clue. I've heard the term, but I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, here's what the article says. It says the devices look like rather demented robots, which are analog type synthesizers, which can be controlled in a variety of ways to emit different and often high pitched tones. Each device is handmade,
okay.
And the winners will receive thingamagoops in SourceForge.net signature colors of orange and gray. And for those of you in the Talk to the Chat room, I'll paste a link to them. It's kind of, I can only imagine what Birdie is going to do with his new thingamagoop. Yes. That is.
If only Jonathan was there to take a picture with his Birdie.
Yeah.
Maybe Ethan will take one for us.
If only they had the party down south, because this was at a hotel in Portland, Oregon. If they brought it down to San Francisco, I might have been able to have gone. And maybe
a goose. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, it was kind of an interesting party they did. I did a lot of...
really funny.
Yeah, I read about it. It was a 3-hour party. They had food and drinks, and for each of the winners, they had a small 5-minute video presentation about the winners that occurred throughout the evening. I'd be interested to see if someone puts the one for PHPBB on YouTube or something.
Well, I'm hoping we will get to see those because I know that I certainly haven't seen it or linked to it, so I'm anxious to see what they had on us.
It also gets more interesting. They did something special for each of the projects. It didn't get very specific. For three of the projects, it said that they made a donation to charity in the name of the project. For one of them, they even came up with a drink for it called the Barcoder, to toast it. And it also said they had things like there was a raffle for an Apple iPhone there. And they also raffled the t-shirt that the guy there received when waiting in line for an iPhone. Which is kind of interesting because at my local Apple store, I was actually one of the people that handed out those particular t-shirts. It's just kind of off topic, but this is just sort of an idea of what they did at this SourceForge.net party they had down there.
I have about 5 more minutes, so if you have some questions for me or if some of the guys in the chat room have some questions, go ahead and ask them now because I've got to get back to the meeting in about 5 minutes.
All right. Yeah, so Media Choice Awards were great. And congratulations, of course, to PHPBB. And I really want to say that re the real winners here are the PHPBB community, because the fact that these are the Community Choice Awards means that PHPBB of these groups definitely has one of the biggest and most loyal communities, and was able, and all these people, as soon as Mike put the announcement up on PHPBB.com that they were in the running for this award, all of you guys, well, most of you guys anyway, went and voted for PHPBB, and that's what allowed them to win the award. So definitely a lot of fun. As David said, he has to run in a few minutes, so if you have any questions in the chat room or if you're called in, you can feel free to ask the question or hit the request to talk button. While we're doing that, of course, I forgot to say some of the things I'm supposed to say, which is if you're listening live in online, please feel free to join us in the TalkShoe chat room. You can also call in. The phone number is 724-444-7444. Talk SAD number is 12418. Or you can also use a VoIP IP address, which you can find in the TalkShoe Live channel.
I was trying to get Igor to call in and so we could congratulate him as well
Oh yeah.
on the joining the mod team.
Well, he's sitting in the chat room, so we can definitely say hi to him. Igor is Evil Heart, if you don't know that. He doesn't feel like calling in, so that's what he said.
Well, we congratulate him anyways.
You know, one of the things I
And
noticed this morning, if you go on the PHPBB.com community forums, down in the section where it says birthdays, one of the people that's listed there for birthdays is our old developer friend, Paul Owen. POTFX. He's listed there today. Apparently, today's his birthday. He doesn't list how old he is, but we're just going to say a nice little happy birthday to him today.
yeah, and yesterday it was MyCL6 Mac,
Oh, there you go.
mod team member. He was his birthday yesterday. Cyber Alien's birthday was yesterday as well.
Used to have a list of team members' birthdays, but I just think I've lost it now. So,
Geothermic has that.
yeah, I'm pretty sure the teams
Keeps
have an
track of
internal
everybody's
list.
ages. Yeah, we dropped. But when Igor and I joined the teams, we dropped the median age down just a little bit.
Well, that's fine. I'm pretty sure the team members have a pretty low median age. A lot of the team members there are kind of.
Yeah, it's like 23 or something. But the
Just reminiscent of who the geek population is these days.
Hey, tell everybody what's going on next week on the PHPV podcast. That should be
Yeah, I was going to talk about it at the end, but we next week on PHP Weekly we're going to have a special guest. Techie Michael, his real name is Michael Cottingham. He is the support team leader on PHPBB.com. He will be joining us next week as a guest host on PHPBB Weekly. And I'm pretty sure you remember what he's going to be talking about.
Yes, we're going to be talking about PHPBB 3 security. So that will be a real fun one to come in there. So if you have some questions about PHPBB security, some of the new features in the PHPBB 3 that make it more secure than past versions, what webmasters can do to keep their boards secure and free from spam, that both of those things we're going to be discussing, and then we'll be grilling Douglas too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Michael said that he's going to try to come up with a question to ask me that I probably won't know the answer to, and will be stuck. My response is, ask me any question about PHPBB3, and you probably have me right there. I'm not all knowing. I'm not all knowing. I just know a lot. That's all. And of course, I can talk a bit about the support team as well, as much as he can talk about. And of course, if you call in or come in the chat room, he'll be answering your questions as well. So that's going to be next week on the show. So it'll be very exciting.
I've got to head back now.
Okay. So, all right. Thanks, David. We'll hopefully catch you for a full show next week.
All righty. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Take care, everyone. Congratulations to Igor. Congratulations to PHPBB team for winning the award.
And congratulations to you, David. You got for your appointment as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Well, the show's not over for me yet, so. Got a couple of more things to talk about. One of the things I noticed this morning, I don't know if most of you subscribe to the PHPBB check-ins mailing list. However, there is a mailing list which sends out a notification every time the developers commit a new change to the PHPBB CVS repository. And so, yes, this morning, although one person said it was actually yesterday, but I got the email this morning, which says that Mike Syverson, that's Acid Burn, he's the development team leader, he made a comment this morning which changed the version number of the PHPBB3 that was in CVS from RC4 dev to RC4. What one would then assume from that would be that PHPBB RC4 is very close to release. Now, it has, as of when I'm recording this, it has not been released yet, but you can probably expect it to be released fairly soon because they've made the change in CVS. Again, that's total speculation. I have absolutely no idea if it really is coming out anytime soon or not, but just a little mention. If you want to subscribe to the mailing list, there's a link that's going into the chat room, and of course, it'll be in the show notes on phpbbweekly.net. So any time that there's a change made to the CVS repository, you can be notified. Although I should warn you, there are a lot of emails that come through there. So if you might want to set up a separate mailbox. That's what I do. I have a separate mailbox for the PHPBB check-ins, and my mail client just puts anything that comes through there into that mailbox. So that just be a good idea. Otherwise, you're going to have a very, very crowded inbox if you're going to subscribe to that. But yeah, keep your eyes open for Release Candidate 4, probably coming out sometime soon. And another thing I was going to talk about today is more mod team news. This is not a show we're going to be doing a lot of very specific tutorial. I know that in the show notes, David was originally going to talk about module management in PHPBB3. We're going to be pushing that to up a couple of weeks, but he'll be talking about that. As it is a very important topic. But I want to talk a bit about Monex 1.0.1. This week, David Smith, who is on the mod team, is actually, thanks to Highway of Life, there's now four Davids on the mod team, on the PHPBB teams, excuse me. So it's kind of crazy down there. But Modex 1.0.1, it's a sort of a repackage of the Modex spec for PHPBB modders. They made a couple of changes to it, and I wanted to sort of debrief you on them. The first thing that they've changed is that they have added a parameter called stage to version numbers, which lets you sort of handle beta, alpha, and release candidate version numbers. So this is one of the things that the previous version did not deal with. If you wanted to specify that a version of your mod was an alpha version or a beta version or a release candidate, there wasn't a way for you to specify it in the version number. You had to sort of make it as a note on the side. Now when you specify the version number in Modex, there's a parameter called stage, which you can actually specify as alpha, beta, or RC if you so choose. And also, they've changed some of the packaging requirements to deal with translations. And which is not too big of a change from what you're doing before, unless you happen to be a mod that distributes packages for many different styles and many different languages, and some of your style changes involves localized translations of localized parts of styles or localized translated images in styles. Essentially, it's very deep down. Most ModX authors won't have to worry about this, although it is possible for some. And yes, as Evil said, it's also possible for the target version. Although most people will probably just say either targeted for PHP BB2 or PHP BB3. You don't really have to get too much more detailed unless you really want to, in terms of what the target version for PHP BB mod installations are. Another of the major changes, one of the things I was actually glad to see, is that the ModX documentation is now online in the ModX Resource Center. You no longer have to download a big PDF with all the technical documentation, which is good, so that now it's more consistent with the rest of the documentation on the phpbb.com website. However, I'm sort of been garnering sort of an opinion for ModX. Definitely going to XML is a good thing in the long term is for but it's really a good thing for the automated tools that are going to be coming with ModX. I know that the mod team has said that it's working on sort of a PHP BB3 version of EasyMod, and whether exactly how that's going to come out, we do not know yet, but there is going to be sort of a PHP BB3 version of EasyMod, which is going to tie in to the fact that mods are now dealt with in this XML syntax, which will make it go a lot faster than, say, EasyMod or PHP BB2. However, one of the things that it really starts to hurt is that, like it or not, ModX is not as easy to generate, and it is not as easy to read. They have the nice style sheets for the ModX, which is okay, but it's still more difficult, particularly for mod authors, now that you have these difficult packaging requirements. Again, this is all my opinion here, but it is more difficult. You have very strict packaging requirements that ModX requires. You have the specific files, and although there are converters which lets you convert from text template to ModX template, they still aren't perfect. There are still some bugs in there, and really, Most, you ask most people, they will admit, in my opinion, that the ModX template is more difficult to write for than the text template. There are some things out there, such as David Smith has his Mod Studio application, which is for Windows, which allows you to sort of have a graphical environment for writing mods, which is now compatible with the latest ModX spec. And of course, there's also the MEAL validator, which is the latest validator out there, which will check to make sure that your mod is packaged correctly. However, what I would really think would be a good idea is not only to have a system which can which they're working on, a PHP BB3 version of EasyMod, or somewhere along those lines, which can install these things automatically without having to have the user deal with the ModX stuff. But I think it'd also be a good idea to maybe see if it is not possible to sort of do an online version of Mod Studio or something that can make it a little more accessible, a little more cross-platform. Because there is a significant number of mod authors who aren't able to run Mod Studio for various reasons, but be they on Mac or Linux or not having the compatibility with the application. I really think that one of the things that the mod team should be looking at, and now that they have this new ModX format out, is to sort of look at, is it possible to streamline this a bit easier, to make it a little I'm trying to explain this the best way I know how, but simply to make it easier and more accessible to the average Joe, because like it or not, XML is an intimidating format. And now I know I have that I have Evil Heart in the chat room, and he's sort of defending the mod team. I understand that. I'm just sort of expressing my opinion that ModX is definitely a good way to go. XML does definitely help streamline the data, but it'd be a good idea to make it a little more accessible to both the mod authors and to the people who are installing mods. One of the things that I've gotten after having a number of discussions over months and years with Smithy DLL, David Smith, who's really spearheading this ModX and is dealing with a lot of the specs and things, is that ModX is actually written not to be tied down to PHPVB, but it's actually written for a spec which kind of is accessible to other projects should they choose to implement it. Now, currently, obviously, PHPVB is the only project that is actually using ModX, but it's written to be more of a general. That's why, if you see in the document, a lot of times you use language like target application instead of PHPVB3. And I could definitely respect that, but again, it still makes it kind of difficult for the average Joe who's just wanting to write a PHPVB mod to figure out, especially now that ModX is a requirement for PHPVB3 mods and is sort of optional slash recommended for PHPVB2 mods as well. And there are also a couple of things in the Easy Mod spec which are kind of confusing. For example, looking at, sorry, not the Easy Mod spec, the ModX spec. For example, if you look at ModX, you'll see that there's a tag for Easy Mod compliant. And this sort of drives me up the wall because, as you recall, one of the biggest things that the mod team has had to deal with is the myth of Easy Mod compliant. There is no such thing as a mod that is Easy Mod compliant because there are no standards for Easy Mod compliancy. Now, that does not mean that you can't run mods under Easy Mod. Every mod that's in the mod database on phpbb.com is, by definition, able to be installed with Easy Mod on a vanilla installation of PHPBB. That's one of the things that they test, actually, when they're validating mods, mostly because if it installs with Easy Mod, then it's obviously in the proper format. So, but there is no really such thing as Easy Mod compliant. When Easy Mod was just getting started, back when it was Nutsy's Craig Natal's little project, he sort of envisioned standards of Easy Mod compliancy, which would simply mean that no matter which sort of the vague idea is, no matter what, if you install the mod, it will install perfectly no matter what your configuration is. But quite frankly, there have not been any standards for Easy Mod compliant. So the point is, when it comes to ModX, I don't know why they stuck a Easy Mod compliant tag into the ModX spec because no one's going to be using it, and if anyone actually does use it, it's going to be denied by the mod team because it's claiming something that isn't true. There are no Easy Mod compliant standards. So, in conclusion, ModX is getting started, and but it's still got a long way to go. Now that they have a spec, now that it's starting to be adopted by many of the mod authors, especially as it's now a requirement as PHPBB3 comes along, I'd really like to see the mod team start to do some things to help make ModX more accessible to people and more accessible to the average Joe who either just wants to install a mod fairly simply or who wants to be able to write a mod. So that's just sort of my little rant on ModX, and I'm sure the mod team will probably come after me to get some more input, some more of my input. But ModX is definitely a new thing, and there's going to be some things to work out. Obviously, it's doing a lot better than it did when it started, and the acceptance is starting to improve, but there's still a couple of ways to go. I want to move on to the mods and styles of the week. Something I do, we select a mod style every week to sort of highlight on the show. The mod of the week, which a link is going into the chat room, is a fairly new mod, recently approved into the mod database. It's called Guest See Only First Post, and it's written by, it's either pronounced Wicker or Witcher, I'm not sure how you pronounce that username. But the idea of the mod is it's a PHPBB2 mod, I should mention it first. The general idea is that if you're a guest user and you're just browsing the forums on a board, it will only show a certain number of posts in a topic. So, and this is completely configurable in the admin panel. You can choose so that a guest could only see the first post in a topic, or you can see the first 3 posts, the first 5 posts, first 10, you name it. And the general idea is that as an incentive for guests to register, if they register on the board, they can then see the entire topic, not just the first however many posts you set to be displayed to guests. So it's kind of interesting mod. Some sites may not have much use for it, but in my opinion, it's always good to sort of provide more incentive for guests to register on your board and therefore become active on your board. And so this is a fairly good mod for that, to sort of make the incentive of, hey, you want to see the entire topic, why not register? Then you can actually see the entire topic. As a guest, you will only get to see like a little preview of the topic or the first post or whatever you want to say there. So that's the mod. It's Guest See Only First Post mod by Wicker or Witcher, however you pronounce that. You can download that on the mod database. The style of the week this week is a style for PHP VB3. It's actually a style that was done by one of the style team members, Double J. And this style, excuse me, is called Glass. It's kind of an interesting mod. It's a very dark theme. The main color scheme is black and red, and I'll paste a link in the chat room. And the red is kind of done with the overall look of a glassy reflection type of background for the red portions. And it's set on the black, so it's kind of an interesting theme. It sort of has like a glowing sort of design, and it's fairly interesting, loosely based on the Pro Silver theme, but not quite. It's still a pretty cool theme to look at, so you can check that out. Glass Theme by Double J for PHP BB3. And so that's sort of everything I had to bring to the show. If anyone has any other questions that's in the chat room or wants to call in, they can feel free to type them, and I'll be answering them as we close up. Again, I want to thank you for listening to PHPB Weekly, episode number 25. Our next episode, like we said, will be next Saturday on August 4th at the same time, noon Eastern Time, 1600 UTC. Michael Cottingham will be joining us as our special guest host, the support team leader at phpbb.com. And hopefully David Lewis will be able to stick around again. He was hoping to be able to stick around for as much of the show as he could today, but again, he got called away for his work on a trip to Dallas, Texas, and so he's at a meeting right now. So we wish him well with that. And of course, please visit our website, phpbweekly.net, where you can find all of the recent episodes of PHPB Weekly, 25 of them now. You can also find show notes for everything we've talked about in this show. All the links about various topics we talked about in this show will be on phpbweekly.net. And also, there's a form there that you can submit questions. So if you listen to this show and are not able to call in live when we record this live on Saturdays, there's a form you can go on to phpbweekly.net, and you can submit a question through there, and I'll try to answer as many of them as possible on the show. So excuse me, feel free to do that. Also, if you have a mod or style of the week that you'd like to recommend to us, so that I don't have to go searching for like a really cool mod or style, because it does take some amount of time, we're going to ask you now to bookmark it on Delicious. So if you know what Delicious is, that's the bookmarking website, which lets you tag. So if you see a mod or style of the week that you think is really cool and you'd like to be featured on this show, bookmark it on Delicious with either the tag PHPBBW mod or PHPBBW style. And I'll also be posting details about that on phpbbwiki.net today, so you can find out what to do about that. But if there's a style or mod you want to highlight on the show, please bookmark it with that tag, and we will definitely try to mention it on a future episode of PHPBB Weekly. And so that's it, wrapping up the show. Again, thanks to everyone that called in today and joined us in the show. Evil Heart from the mod chat room, Randulo, Mark the Daemon, Barry Carlion, TV series finale fan, Pandora Files, and of course, my co-host David Lewis, who showed up, and I am Douglas Bell, Webmaster87, in the TalkShoe chat room, on many websites, and on phpbb.com, you'll see me as Fountain of Apples. Again, thanks for listening to the show, and We look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Bye.